how much rocking tunes we'll play, but anyway. Let's just go ahead and get started then, if everyone's ready, yeah? Yeah, sure. Spirit comes to help us understand. Your message rings clear, and without a doubt we know we're called to live our lives for you. We lift up our voices as a token of praise. We lift our voices as a token, token of praise. We give our gifts back to you. We sing for you and speak your word, Lord. We want to shine your light through the world. Lord, sometimes we fail in using these gifts for your glory and praise. But today we say, strengthen your holy name. We offer our thanks and praise up to you. We lift up our voices as a token, token of praise. We lift up our voices as a token, token of praise. We give our gifts back to you. We sing for you and speak your word, Lord. We want to shine your light through the world.
This is our call, to make disciples of all. This is our call, to make disciples of all. Teaching them to seek Him, teaching them to obey His every command. This is our call, to make disciples of all. Voices as a token, token of praise. We give our gifts back to you. We sing for you and speak your word, Lord. We want to shine your light through the world. Lift up our voices as a token, token of praise. We lift up our voices as a token, token of praise. We give our gifts back to you. Sing for you and speak your word, Lord. We want to shine your light through the world. We lift up our voices as a token, token of praise. We lift up our voices as a token, token of praise. We lift up our voices as a token, token of praise. We lift up our voices as a token, token of praise.
Ah, thank you very much. Now that the first one's done, we can now go. I'd just like to take this opportunity to say thank you very much for coming. Originally, we had scheduled, and I talked with Catherine about seeing if we could have us kind of do a little concert for our tour group that we came with, because they've been asking us, and we don't have a grand piano on our bus, making it a little difficult.
And then she said, well, how about if you do it for everybody? And we're like, ah, okay. But anyway, we are Token Voice. The three of us kind of got together this summer. We all worked at Ingham and Okoboji Camping Ministries. And we got together, in about June, and it was after a wedding dance, I believe, we started talking about kind of some things that we'd like to do with youth ministry and various things like that and traveling. And we thought, why not combine them together? So this is it. No, we are going to be spending the next 4 months doing some traveling and singing and doing some youth ministry. We'll be spending about a month up in Canada, and we'll be traveling through about 7 or 8 states, I think, in the United States. So we're pretty excited about that. Mostly, primarily doing like youth retreats and lock-ins and concerts along the way. So we're really excited about that. And I guess at this time, we just need to introduce ourselves so you don't wonder who we are other than Token Voice. My name is Julie Swenson, and I am originally from Northfield, Minnesota. And let's see, what else do you need to know about me that's important? No, I'm not. I'm not Norwegian. I'm Swedish.
Swede,
yeah. I should have worn my Minnesota Swede shirt, you know. But yeah, I'm Swedish. And I graduated from Augustana College in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And if you have any questions, you can ask me later.
I'm Anna Lerding, and I'm from Indiana. And I'm not Swedish, and I'm not Norwegian. I'm full-blooded German. And stubbornness came with me, so. But I graduated from Purdue University with a degree in restaurant hotel management, and someday, hopefully, I'll be running a camp.
Hi, my name is Amy Peterson, and I'm from Hastings, Minnesota, and I'm another Swede. And I graduated from the University of Wisconsin, Eau Claire, but I'm planning to go back to school next fall to be majoring in youth ministry, youth and family ministry, actually. Right now, we'd like to teach you a sing-along that you probably already know if you can dig back in your memories from a long time ago. Do you all remember the song, This Little Light of Mine? Does everybody know that song? It goes, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And we'll do some other verses to that. So you can feel free to join right in.
We do it a little bit different than you may have learned it, though. So in case you didn't learn it this way, don't feel bad. Poofing now.
Let it shine, oh baby, won't let Satan get out. I'm gonna let it shine, won't let Satan get out. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine, oh baby, hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel, no. I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Hide it. Let's do
shine all over the neighborhood.
There we go.
Shine all over Holden.
Shine all over the neighborhood. I'm gonna let it shine, oh baby. Shine all over Holden Village. I'm gonna let it shine. Shine all over Holden.
For some of you to do that one, a long time. Anyway.
Hi, would you all bow in prayer with me first before I sing you a song? Heavenly Father, we just come to you tonight. wanting to praise your name in joyful song and laughter and fun. And I just ask that you bless this night before us. Help us to learn in the songs that we sing and have wonderful fellowship together in your name. Amen. The song that I'm going to sing for you is called Sing It in Time. And it's a little bit of a, what would you call it, blues type song. Is it a blues type song or kind of a funky type thing? Okay. And it's by a friend of mine. And she taught it to me when I was working at a camp in northern Minnesota. And it talks a little bit about singing the song of Jesus, which is a song of love and truth. So. Not strong though, there we go.
Well, it don't take much to write a song, but it sure takes a lot to mean it. And it don't take much to sing along, but it sure takes a lot to sing it with soul. Baby, with soul. Well, his song is love and his song is truth, and it has to be sung by me and you. You don't need a voice, you don't need no rhyme, but baby, I hope you sing it in time. When I heard his song, I sang along, and the words are truly funky. But my funk was junk and my soul was too. I was on my knees with a case of the serious blues. Baby, I was blue. Well, his song is love and his song is truth, and it has to be sung by me and you. You don't need a voice, you don't need no rhyme, but baby, I hope you sing it in time. Well, the soul I got is in the rock, baby, the rock is Jesus. So if you believe in Jesus Christ, won't you sing his song like you mean it, like you mean it, baby. Well, his song is love and his song is truth, and it has to be sung by me and you. Don't need a voice, you don't need no rhyme, but baby, I hope you sing it in time. Song we're going to sing is called We Are an Offering. And every day of our life is a gift from God, and whatever we do with it is our offering back to Him. And this is a little bit of what that this song is about.
Our voices, we lift our hands, we lift our lives up to you. We are an offering, Lord. Use our voices, Lord. Use our hands, Lord. Use our lives, they are yours. We are an offering. We lift our hands, we lift our lives up to you. We are an offering, we are an offering. All that we have, all that we are, all that are an offering. Lord, use our voices. Lord, use our hands. Lord, use our lives. They are yours. We are an offering. We are an
offering. The next song we're going to sing is called Shine, Jesus, Shine.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Glow, river, glow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word. Lord, and let there be light.
Lord, I come to your awesome presence, from the darkness into your radiance. By thy blood I may enter your brightness. Search me, try me, consume all my darkness. Shine on me. Shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Glow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word. Shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light. Shine, Jesus, shine.
Going to share with you a little bit here. I love that song that we just sang about shine, the shine of Jesus, how we let our light shine through to other people because of Jesus. And I remember when I was growing up, when I was a little bit younger than I am now, I grew up with a group of friends. You know how you kind of hang around with the same friends all your life and stuff? Well, from probably second grade until 10th grade or so, I hung around with about 5 people, and them pretty much exclusively. And I had a friend, her name was Shelly. She was my best friend from 4th grade until 10th grade. And when I think about it now, it's kind of funny because we were kind of attached at the hip. People thought of us as Tweedledee and Tweedledum. I'm not sure which one of us was Tweedledum, but I'm hoping it wasn't me. But we did everything together. We were on the volleyball team together. We went to each other's houses every single day. We were in choir together. We spent every dying minute together, playground and stuff like that. And I remember if she didn't show up for school because she was sick or something, I was kind of at a loss as to what to do because she was always by my side usually. But when I think about that, Shelley wasn't a Christian. And I tried my hardest to let her see Jesus. And I asked her to all sorts of youth events. I asked her to Bible studies. I asked her to prayer breakfast. I asked her to all these sorts of things to try to get her interested and to try to get her searching. And it was like pulling teeth, basically. I did get her to some, that's for sure. And God works through that. But the more I noticed, the group of five that I spent my time with, the one that I'm still friends with today, that I'm still very good friends with today, is one that shares my Christian faith with me. And when I think about that, I realize that the majority of my friends, my best friends, are ones that are Christians, because we have a bond that can't be broken. We have the bond of Jesus' love. And with my other friends, I'm good friends with them, and I like spending time with them, but there's just not that special bond there. And I think most of you know what I'm talking about when you think of your Christian friends and your non-Christian friends. And we have to be friends with non-Christians. That's important. I believe it's very important because we have to be sharing the news of Jesus. But also, we need to be spending time with our best of friends. And the best of our friends are ones that stick with us through the good times and the very bad times. Whether I'm happy-go-lucky Amy or Amy down in the dumps, my friends are with me that know Jesus. And but through all that, even Christian friends fail us. And we have to remember that our very best friend, the friend that is going to be there when no one else is Jesus, and that he wants a relationship with us, and he wants to be that best friend. So this next song that we're going to sing for you is called Best of Friends.
Hide and seek, snakes and ladders, I remember when you and me and all the matters, best of times, best of friends, these days of sunshine, these days of rain, we pull together in days of pain, we share beginnings, we share the ends. It's worth it all in these days to be best of friends. Stand and fall, hurt and healing, say goodbye again. Through it all, the gift of feeling, worst of times, still best of friends. These days of sunshine, these days of rain, we pull together. In days of pain, we share beginnings, we share the ends. It's worth it all in these days to be best of friends. Here and now, make a promise, take it to the end. Heart to heart, God is in us all the time. The best of friends, these days of sunshine, these days of rain,
pull together in days of pain. We share beginnings, we share the ends. It's worth it all in these days to be best of friends.
This summer, it was a good summer. Hopefully it was a good summer here at Holden Village and wherever you were this summer. I was program director at a Bible camp in a small, well, it's not even really a town, kind of out in a small area of Iowa, where we have corn and pigs and Bible camps. I was program director at Ingham Lake Bible Camp, and I did it last summer, too. And as I was in contact with kids every day, pretty much the kids that we work with at Ingham are the younger kids, you know, fourth, fifth, and sixth graders, you know, the little cabin squabbles and whatnot that goes on in Bible camp and with kids that age. But one of the things that I just really wanted to achieve this summer and every summer, I guess, and every day of my life, is to somehow let people know how important it is to have Jesus in their heart. You know, sometimes, and I find myself, I've had a lot of friends that are really interested, and I have no problem with that because I enjoy a good theological discussion too and some debate and all that good stuff. But the most important thing, you know, it talks about in the Bible is you know, having the faith of a child. And, you know, I think of the faith of a child, and as I worked with kids this summer, I thought, you know, what's the most important thing for these kids to get out of the summer? Yeah, it's important that they learn how to play electricity and, well, not with electricity, but a game called electricity. You know, and it's important for them to fellowship with each other and stuff. But one of the most important things that I guess is my goal is what this next song is kind of all about. And I'd just like to go ahead and play it for you. If I could have one wish, I know just what I'd like to find. If I could have one dream come true before my eyes, more than a pot of gold, more than a pathway to the stars, more than anything I know, I want Jesus in your heart. If I could paint a picture in my mind of what I'd like to see, if I could take you once inside my deepest dreams, more than a treasure's glow, more than a comet traveling far, more than anything I know, pray you'll find Jesus in your heart. He's more than all the world can give when he truly comes to live in your heart. Why do we try to search for more when he's what you're looking for? Your heart. If I could have one wish, I know just what I'd like to find. If I could have one dream come true before my eyes, more than a pot of gold, more than a pathway to the
stars more than anything I know. Pray you'll find Jesus in your heart.
We're gonna do a song called Step by Step. And it's kind of, we're gonna sing it a couple times through. We're gonna sing it twice through, actually, and then we're gonna teach it to you. So you might wanna listen up for the first couple times through so that you can pick it up a little bit easier the rest of the time.
Seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways, and step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days, and step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days.
Okay, the words are, repeat after me, please. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. Oh God, you are my God, and I will ever praise you. I will seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways. And step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Then goes, and I will follow you all of my days, and I will follow you all of my days. You gotta like these repeating ones. Step by step you lead me, and I will follow you all of my days. Okay, look at this. I knew these guys were smart. Okay.
God, you are my God,
and I will ever praise you.
I will ever praise you.
Oh God, you are my God.
Oh God, you are my God,
and I will ever praise you.
And I will ever praise you.
I will seek you in the morning.
I will seek you in the morning.
And I will learn to walk in your ways.
Learn to walk in your ways.
And step by step you lead me.
Step by step you lead me.
And I will follow you all of my days.
I will follow you all of my days.
And I will follow you all of my days.
I will follow you all of my days.
And I will follow you all my days.
And I will follow you all of my days.
Step by step you lead me.
And step by step you lead me.
And I will follow you all of my days.
I will follow you all of my days.
Okay, everybody, all together.
Oh God, you are my God. Seek you in the morning, and I will learn to walk in your ways.
good, very good. Give yourselves a hand on that one.
Summer, I worked at camp. I was a counselor, and I was a day camp leader also. And that means I got to go out to different churches, and I stayed with host families, and I led like vacation Bible schools all over the state of Iowa. And being from Indiana, it's really good because I didn't even know, you know, where a town 2 miles down the road was when I first came to Iowa. So I got to know Iowa pretty well this summer. But at one of my day camps, I met a little boy, and his name was Shopee. And all my life, I've been struggling to be happy. And being an adult and trying to figure out what I want to do in my life, it's even harder for me sometimes. But this little boy, I got the privilege of teaching his class. He was in kindergarten, and he was just the cutest little boy in the world. His mom and dad were divorced, but he still found a way to be happy. And I got the privilege also of meeting his mom. And his mom was just one of the neatest ladies. And one of the lines in the song I'm going to sing, it's, children need a father, and not just mom or dad. And I'm not taking anything away from the mom and dad, because I think the mom and dad in a family are one of the most influential people in a Christian's life. And this song I wrote, I came back from that day camp, and I started writing it. And I finished it yesterday, finally. And another thing I want to tell you before I sing this, I was one of those piano players when I took lessons when I was a little kid that I don't want to practice, you know. I never practiced. Mom said, you're going to regret it one of these days, you know. You're going to get older and you're going to know how to play. Well, Juju and Amy just taught me. They said, well, all you have to do is know how to chord. So they taught me the other day how to chord. So we'll take it from there.
Me, this I know. I laugh because
You can tell I didn't teach her much. Whatever. Yeah. Anyway, this next song we're going to do is kind of another sing-along. It's kind of a little bit different version again. You guys are probably wondering, oh no, what can we do next? This next one's kind of to a familiar tune, Amazing Grace, and it's got a couple other ones kind of put in there as well. So should we tell them what the other ones are? Surprise them.
Sure, yeah. Let's surprise them.
Okay, we'll surprise
you. How talented they really are, if they can do it on the spur of the moment or not.
Yes, very good.
I'm sure you guys can handle it.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Okay, now you got the gist of it. I need you to sing along with us. I know if anyone's a drummer out there and wants to go on tour with us, so we're always looking. Anyway, so let's start over. We'll start with a D. Everyone got their pitch there? Okay.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound
that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
I promised him I wouldn't go through the whole LBW. That's a fun one when you're going around the house doing your kitchen work and stuff, or yard work to sing and stuff. I do it mostly when I mow the lawn. Yeah. No wonder why I have such a neighborhood crowd, huh? Nope. Anyway.
We're going to do a song for you now called Father's Love. And kind of goes along with the theme that we've been singing about with Ding's song and everything, with fathers and how God is our Father in heaven, and his love is always there for us.
When the curtain calls the evening to an ending, and the music and the rhymes are packed away, and you when the morning calls us back
into the city. And the magic of tonight has disappeared. There will always be a father's love. When the circle of our love has to be broken, and the roses that we gave have turned to gray, and you and I say goodbye, if the leaving sinks your heart into December, and tomorrow finds you lonely and afraid, there will always be a father's love.
Don't fear the darkness around you now, and don't wish the nighttime away,
'cause it is there you a father.
If you ever need a father,
there will always be a father's love. Well,
before we say goodbye or goodnight, we want to sing one more song, but first we all want to thank you for coming and listening to us, and I hope you take Jesus home in your heart when you leave this place or leave tonight. And the song we're going to sing is a benediction, and it's our wish to you. But before we sing it, I'd like to say a prayer. So could everybody bow their heads? Dear Lord, I just thank and praise you for everything you have given us today and every day, for all the little things we take for granted, for this beautiful place you have brought us, and for Father's love that never ends, and for best of friends, and for being our best friend. All these things we bring to you in your name. Amen.
May the Lord go with you as you carry on your way. Give you peace and joy and strength to live today.
As a flower reaches up for the sunshine, may you ever reach for him. As his love takes root and grows deep inside you, let it grow as a light that never dims.
May the Lord go with you as you carry on your way. Give you peace and joy and strength to live today.
As you know that he is at this moment, now he'll never leave your side. He has chosen you as part of his kingdom, and he'll never change his mind.
May the Lord go with you as you carry on your way. Give you peace and joy and strength to live today.
By his will he's made you part of a story that will last from age to age, with the Father, Son, and Spirit as the players. May your life be the stage.
Amen.
Night.
Yes, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my. Go in peace and serve the Lord, y'all. Thanks be to God. Thank you very much.